speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Thursday, April the 18th, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. Today we're going to have as our guest Ty and Charlene Bollinger. They're going to talk about the truth about vaccines, and we now have a new measure taken by the Rockland County quarantine. They're now quarantining people who actually have measles. Remember, they took the unprecedented step of quarantining people who had not been vaccinated. So we're going to talk about the truth about vaccines. We're also going to have Gerald Celente joining us, as well as Nick Begich here in studio coming up in the hour. But coming up at the bottom of this hour, we're going to have the Mueller report. It's going to be released to Congress this morning. Just before it's released to Congress, we're going to have Attorney General Barr is going to hold a press conference. We'll be covering that live at the bottom of this hour. That will be at 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time, 8:30 a.m. Central Time. It's about 400 pages, remember. And to give you an idea of the scope of this thing, think about this. This is a 22-month investigation, 2,800 subpoenas, 500 witnesses, 19 prosecutors, 50 FBI agents, a review of millions of pages of emails and financial documents. It cost, as of the middle of December last year, $25 million. So for those of you who are interested, that's about $62,500 per page. And it has cost a lot of people a lot more than that. It's cost them their livelihood, their freedom. People who have been attacked by Mueller trying to turn them against President Trump, talking about Roger Stone and others. So we're going to have this released today. And it's also we're going to have update as to what happened last night just in and around St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City. A man was apprehended carrying cans of gasoline and stuff to light them with, going and trying to go into the cathedral. Actually spilled some of the gasoline in the cathedral. So we're going to look at that, as well as updates on Julian Assange, the flood at the border. But going back to the Mueller report, the Mueller report states, while this report does not conclude that the president committed a crime, it does not exonerate him. That's what the Mueller report states. Now, let's take a look at this. When we have a legal charge against somebody, the legal standard is not innocent. It's not exonerated. You find somebody not guilty. That's why we have a presumption of innocence in this country. That's why you are presumed to be innocent until proven guilty. The burden of proof is on the accuser, and that's the way that it should be. You cannot prove a negative. You cannot prove that you're innocent. That's why we find people not guilty. It's just a matter of logic as well as of law, but it's also a matter of justice. We have bureaucracies, on the other hand, that we've gotten so accustomed to the idea that if the IRS or the EPA or the BLM, the Bureau of Land Management, or you name it, any alphabet agency comes after you, then the presumption is that you are guilty and you have to prove your innocence. Take a look at the IRS, for example. They impute to you an income and you have to prove that you didn't have that to their satisfaction, to their court, where you don't have a presumption of innocence. That began with the IRS, but that has metastasized to every one of these administrative agencies. As they say, well, we're not accusing you of violating a law, it's just violating the rules that we wrote. And of course, in many cases, they don't even give you that much of a chance. With the war on drugs, with the DEA working in partnership with a lot of local law enforcement, acting as highway robbers, as looters, as thieves themselves, they will steal your property without even accusing you of a crime. So to say that the president did not commit a crime, that he's not guilty, but it doesn't exonerate him, this is an example, I think, of what Giuliani and other attorneys who work for President Trump said. There's going to be a lot of backhanded slaps and smears at the president. That's the first example. We'll be right back, and we'll have live coverage of that at the bottom of the hour. Stay with us.
Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore. It's been a year and a half fight, but we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And then it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies. And it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure to sign up for AutoShip. Get an additional 10% off. The 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out why the globalists don't want you to have the good halogens, don't you have the bad halogens at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the King Daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 Original, now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Thursday, April the 18th, year of our Lord 2019. Today we are going to have a press conference where Attorney General William Barr will explain in more detail the Mueller report and then the full report with some redactions, and we'll talk about what those redactions will be, certain categories, four different categories. That full report will be released to Congress sometime between 11 or 12 Eastern time. So be, that may happen during our show. And of course, the Democrats are still whining about not getting the full report, as, House Appropriations Committee Chairman Nita Lowey, a Democrat in New York, said, "All we have is your four-page summary, which seems to cherry-pick from the report to draw the most favorable conclusion possible for the president." Well, there's going to be a lot of that type of thing that's already been put into the report, according to some of the lawyers for President Trump. As Giuliani told the Daily Beast yesterday, he doesn't have any concerns about the report. He thinks it's going to exonerate the president on all of these bogus charges that came from Hillary Clinton. Let's understand where that all came from. We've been talking about this for a couple of years now. Actually, longer than that. We've nearly come up to 3 years, because the whole Russia nonsense started as Hillary Clinton was embarrassed and shamed about the revelations within the DNC, how she had used the system of delegates to rig that. And then when she lost the election, oh, well, it's that electoral college thing. That's got to go. We still hear that from all the rest of the Democrats. But what she created there was a red herring, literally, blaming those red Ruskies to keep people from looking at what was actually revealed about her and about the inner workings of the DNC elite. She created the perception that it was all about Russia trying to get her. And then she carried that in as an excuse as to why she lost. She was the first one to say, and it happened even before the election and won the debate. She said, well, 17 intelligence agencies had said that Russia was involved in this DNC hack. And then that was parroted by James Clapper, the director of national intelligence. Eventually, James Clapper was put on the spot, and he said, it wasn't 17 agencies. It was three guys who came to my office, and I told them what how it was going to be, essentially. They had one representative from the FBI, one from the CIA, one from the NSA, and he basically told them, oh, we've concluded that it was Russia. Oh, okay. So these sycophants are going to say exactly what Clapper said. So that's your investigation there. We've got 17 intelligence agencies. I mean, some of those are agencies like the Coast Guard. Intelligence, they were not involved in any of this. And there was nothing there, as we all know. But as Rudy Giuliani said, he doesn't have any concerns about the report, but he suspects that the Mueller team may pepper it with snide comments. Oh, yes, that is exactly what they'll do. We've already seen a snide comment in the Mueller report that's been revealed. Quote, while this report does not conclude that the president committed a crime, it also does not exonerate him. As I said at the top of the hour, that is not the standard. Any lawyer, especially if you've got 19 prosecutors, 50 FBI agents and a 22-month investigation. These people don't know what the standard is in the law. The standard is not exoneration. You don't pronounce somebody innocent. You pronounce them not guilty. The burden of proof is on the accuser. That is the way that it should be. Unfortunately, we've gotten used to the point from all of these regulatory agencies that you don't have a presumption of innocence, that the burden of proof is on you to prove your innocence. It's very difficult, if not impossible, to prove that you did not do something. The burden of proof is on the accuser. That is our system. But we've gotten so far away from that, it's easy for these people to gaslight the public. And, of course, with the war on drugs, they don't even accuse you of anything. They just punish you. They just take your property, steal it, like the thieves they are. But, you know, we're looking at this, millions of pages of reviews, 22-month investigation, $25 million as of the middle of December. And as I said, that's about $62,500 per page. So this is, this is a big reveal here. I hope you get your money's worth. They said those who know special prosecutor, special counsel Robert Mueller say that he is very thorough and very exhaustive, and he will likely detail all of his investigative steps. That must be why it costs $62,500 per page. He's so thorough. What a fraud this is. Now, the Democrats are very angry because they say that Attorney General Barr has talked to the White House ahead of time, and you've got the New York Times very angry about that and accusing Barr of that. I guess they wanted him to leak it to them first, as has been done in the past by the Department of Justice. They would leak the information to the New York Times or the Washington Post, or leak a false version of it and never give it to the president. So I guess that's their complaint. So the White House is already planning to release a 35-page counter report. We may have a press conference from President Trump coming up also today. We'll be aware of what's going on. We'll go to that. We're going to go to the press conference of Attorney Barr at the bottom of the hour. But it will be a 35-page report, according to Politico's Darren Samuelson. Rudy Giuliani texted him at 2:54 a.m. saying the counter report was now at 34 or 35 pages. He said the more concise, the better. 400 pages, said Rudy Giuliani, is a novel. Yeah, it is a spy fiction novel that they have spent $62,500 per page. I don't know how many people get paid to $25 million to do a novel. That's a pretty good advance for Bob Mueller. Mark Meadows has tweeted a warning saying, important, Democrats will predictably try to seize on the redactions within the Mueller report and accuse Bill Barr of hiding something. Remember, the special counsel and his team are directly helping with the redaction process. Don't buy the spin. In other words, as Rona McDaniel, GOP chairwoman, also said, the redactions are being done as a joint effort of the special counsel team, Mueller's team, along with Barr. This is not something that is being done by Barr by himself. That will be the way that the Democrats will spin this. And then as RT asks, as we have the countdown to the Mueller report release coming up in about 20 minutes, Russia Gate's end or just another chapter in a conspiracy? I don't think these people are going to let go of this. They've got a hold of this anchor, and they're going to, you know, seize that and go all the way to the ocean floor. MSNBC, CNN, and others. Redactions will hide, and these are the categories of things that will be in the redactions that are being put together by Mueller's team along with Attorney General Barr. He's not doing this unilaterally. They're going to redact secret grand jury information. They're going to redact intelligence gathering sources and methods, although we kind of know where this stuff came from. After 2 years of this, more than 2 years of this, we know where these things came from. We know what their methods and tactics are. We know how the FISA court was abused. We know how they took a process that was designed to stop the intelligence agencies from spying on Mr. and Mrs. America, or as Rand Paul said, Mr. and Mrs. Verizon. They were doing this back in the 60s. As soon as the CIA and the NSA were created, they started doing this stuff. So we had the Frank Church Committee hearing to look at the abuses by the CIA. We had the Pike Committee hearing in the House to look at the abuses by the NSA. The NSA wouldn't even show their charter to the House. That's how arrogant they were after their creation. They were created by executive order by President Truman and absolutely refused to even show their charter. But they knew what was happening with it. The sensational stuff that was revealed by the CIA about the heart attack guns and the assassination and so forth took the front pages. But they were most concerned about surveillance of Americans. That's why it is the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, prohibiting exactly what they did to President Trump and others, and to you and I on a daily basis. They have used this thing that was set up to control them. They've used it as a tool to control us, just like everything in the federal government. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
By leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use packets to mix in fruit juice or water, whatever you like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
One, the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our Immune Support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
Time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power, at 50% off. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power at 50% off, only at the InfoWars store.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. It appears that we've had a nearly accidental torching of St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City. And I'm sure it would have been accidental if it had burned down. Because we can't ever say anything was done maliciously, even when there is a pattern. And we'll get to that. We'll talk about, in this segment, how Bill Clinton, when he was president, running for re-election, how Bill Clinton and the mainstream media, who are all poo-pooing the idea that there is any kind of a trend here when 900 to 1,000 French cathedrals are vandalized or torched each year, they were pushing that pretty hard when they were trying to blame it on conservatives, especially white conservatives, and say that it was an attack against black churches to get President Clinton reelected. But let's take a look at what happened with St. Patrick's Cathedral last night. As CBS reports, a New Jersey man accused of carrying gasoline and lighter fluid into St. Patrick's Cathedral was taken into custody, held overnight for questioning. The man is 37-year-old Mark Lamparello. The NYPD said the suspect parked his minivan on Fifth Avenue shortly before 8 p.m., made his way inside the cathedral, armed with two cans of gasoline, two bottles of lighter fluid, and lighters. The man apparently told the police that he wanted to cut through St. Patrick's to get to Madison Avenue, that his van ran out of gas. They went back and looked at his van, and not only was it not out of gas, but it had more containers of gasoline in it. Four cans of gasoline were found in total after searching his van. He was not out of gas. He was overflowing with gas. But you can't fool the NYPD like you can the French police. You know, they're not Inspector Clouseau. All of them say, I see nothing. We are on the investigation. Nobody's being fooled by what's going on. It's the media that's trying to fool you, including Fox News, as we've seen, as we showed yesterday. But the NYPD said about this, they said, the totality of circumstances of an individual walking into an iconic location like St. Patrick's Cathedral, carrying over 4 gallons of gasoline, two bottles of lighter fluid, and lighters, is something that we would have great concern over. I'm sure that Fox is reporting this as an attempted accident. Maybe he was going to do a renovation. I don't know. I mean, it's so absurd. I mean, I'm not laughing about the fact that Notre Dame was torched. That is very serious. Very serious. It's an attack on our civilization. But the absurdity of this, the black comedy of this, is that these people in government and the people in the American media, especially Fox News, shut down people who talk about the fact that there is a trend attacking French Catholic churches, vandalizing them, cutting the heads off of statues, smashing the statues, torching the churches, smearing feces on the walls in the pattern of a cross and so forth. That's real. Even the mainstream media was reporting that before Notre Dame caught fire. Then they want to pretend that it didn't happen, that there isn't a trend here. They said sifting through surveillance video back at St. Patrick's Cathedral, they said authorities determined that Lamparello parked outside the church about 6:30 p.m., then milled about before collecting the flammable items from his van that apparently he says was out of gas, about 7:30 p.m. An hour later, he walked into the church. This man is known to police, they say, and his background is one of a Ph.D. student who once wrote a passionate defense of Donald Trump after he was criticized by the French. He is a Boston College-educated philosophy professor who's lectured at Lehman College and has also held several roles in the Catholic Church. That's very interesting. In 2018, he criticized a news story about the French people disliking President Trump more than Russian President Vladimir Putin or Chinese President Xi Jinping or German Chancellor Angela Merkel. He wrote, "All I know is if the French dislike us for something, we must be doing something right. They think they're so much more sophisticated, culturally alluring than us, but secretly they're jealous of us and want to be us. Never forget that, fellow Americans." Now, his brother said, "I am shocked that this could even be true. I'm almost speechless. This is something that is so not him. I don't know even what to say." NBC reports that he is emotionally disturbed. There's reports from that he is known to the police, so We'll be following that development to see exactly what his motivations might have been. Not clear at all. Seems to be all over the place. But as WND points out, not all church burning theories are created equal. They talk about how the Daily Beast reported the censorship of Fox News' Shepard Smith and Neil Cavuto, both rudely censoring their guests. I played those clips for you yesterday. Absolutely amazing. Oh, we're not going to go there. We're not going to talk about anything like that. No, no, no. Yeah, Bill Donahue, who is head of the Catholic League, high-ranking Catholic, was dumped by Neil Cavuto. And the way it was reported by the Daily Beast was to say that the guests, quote, wildly speculated and parroted conspiracy theories. Well, no. They just talked about a pattern of vandalism. Pattern of vandalism. If you're going to do an investigation, folks, you don't even, you look at motivations, you look at patterns of behavior, and that's how you come up with suspects. Who acts like this? Who has something to gain by the destruction of Christian churches? Let's see. Who could that possibly be? It wouldn't be like Islam has decided that they're going to tear down every cultural icon in every country that they try to colonize. That they would blow it up, shoot it up like they did the Sphinx in Egypt, like they blew up the Parthenon, like they built the mosque over the temple in Jerusalem. They always do that. They tear down what is there archaeologically, that existing system, and then they build a mosque or create a holy site over that for their religion. So this is something that is a pattern of behavior. But let's not talk about that if you're on Fox News. The media were insisting that the fire was an accident, as I said yesterday, even while the church was still burning. And we have seen this before. We saw this with the Skripal poisoning. They immediately said it was Novichok, even though you had had nobody die. 8 times more potent than VX nerve gas. You had a doctor who was working on Skripal and his daughter for over a half hour. She would have been dead. And then and they know that because when they got the press there, they put on a pageant for everybody, had all of the people walking around the site in hazmat suits. Well, if that doctor who was working on them for a half hour didn't have a hazmat suit on, she would have been dead. And if it had been Novichok, they would have needed hazmat suits, but it wasn't. Nobody died and it was a poisoning, probably from BZ gas. I talked about that yesterday. But immediately, Theresa May and Nikki Haley knew that it was not only Novichok, but they knew who had done it. And that is exactly what we were told with the fire at Notre Dame. They immediately knew that it wasn't Muslims. And they immediately knew that it was accidental. And we'll talk about that when we come back and talk about the direction that they want to go with this now. And don't forget, we're going to have the live coverage of Bill Barr's press coverage.
There are thousands of ideologies out there, hundreds of different political systems, and most of them are funded by the globalists. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular like it's always been. That's why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately, because we have the light in the dark of the night that sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do, continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done, because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you. I want to say BrainForce is great. I want to say TurboForce is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it.
the fish oil's better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart, the cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's, you've got the adults, you've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best, and it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. If I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it. But you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it. Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWar.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank.
InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us. And it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of 5-star reviews for yourself. I've got 2 in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Decoding the mainstream propaganda. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We'll be going to the press conference of Bill Barr talking about the Mueller report. As soon as that begins, we're not going to go live to it as they are standing around, mulling around, waiting for it to start. As soon as they start talking, we'll join them to see what is going to be revealed with that, if anything new. I don't expect anything new will be revealed, as the attorneys for President Trump pointed out. There's going to be a lot of snide comments put in there by the Mueller team. You know, things like, well, it doesn't find him guilty, but it doesn't exonerate him either. Well, that's not the standard, as I've said. The standard is not guilty. That's why you have an investigation. That's why we have the presumption of innocence. You cannot prove that you're innocent. The burden of proof is on the people who are accusing you. That's our system. Of course, we have thrown that out so many times, we don't really understand that anymore. But let's take a look at all of these theories about the burning of Notre Dame. As WND pointed out, I had a great point with this, as we've got Fox News working very hard to put out any questioning of a trend that cannot be questioned in France of attacking churches. 900 in 2018, 1,000 in 2017. Clearly, crimes of a magnitude that you have to say that there's something going on here. We've seen all of this before, and not just with the Skripal poisoning, where they immediately jumped to a conclusion and then demanded that no other possibility be discussed. That's not the way you do an investigation. the way you do an investigation is everything is on the table. And then you gradually rule things out as more and more evidence comes in. But these people conduct an investigation by pronouncing as the event is still unfolding, who done it, how they did it, and they haven't even put anybody on the case yet. We've got 50 people that are going to be taking months to take a look at what happened at Notre Dame. But they already knew. Even before the fire was out, they told us they already knew. And Fox News is saying, shut up, we're not going to talk about any other possibility. That same thing happened in the Skripal poisoning. Oh, we're going to have a couple hundred people looking at this because this is very serious. And it's going to take months for them to come to a conclusion, just like with Notre Dame. But they already knew what it was, and they knew who done it as well. Specifically, it was Vladimir Putin that did it. And the penalty needed to be an escalated war in Syria. All right, so let's take a look at how we had a wag the dog narrative about church burnings that was used to help get Bill Clinton reelected in 1996. And the media was very complicit in that, because what they did in that particular case was to falsely accuse white people, conservatives, of setting fires to black churches. As WND points out, the media and was rushing to the scene of the fire to fan the flames of conspiracy back in 1996. That year, the NAACP sent a letter to Bill Clinton's Attorney General, Janet Reno, not a stranger herself to setting fires, right? Waco, remember that? Asking her to investigate what the Washington Post innocently described as, quote, a string of suspicious fires at predominantly black churches. Well, you would go to the person who is most experienced at covertly starting fires. That would be Janet Reno. In one charred Tennessee church, the police allegedly found racial slurs that were spray painted on the walls. For many people, said the Washington Post, the attacks conjured up dark memories of the most violent days of the civil rights movement. Well, it's looking pretty bad. Yet the two groups pushing the story from the beginning were both hard left. You had the National Council of Churches and the Center for Democratic Renewal. To give the story legs, reports WND, they held a joint press conference in March 1996 at which they released a report on, quote, huge increase, unquote, in black church burnings. You're talking about well-organized white supremacist movement, claimed a CDR board member. From there, the story took wing, generating more than 2,000 articles in the next 3 months, including three huge layouts on consecutive days in USA Today, a two-page spread in the New York Times, and incendiary headlines like the following from the New York Daily News. Flames of hate, racism blamed, and shock wave of church burnings. Now remember, this is 1996, and this is being a narrative that's being created to say that there is an attack on black churches. I've just been notified that Barr has started speaking, so let's go live to that, and we'll finish up as to what happened next when we come back after Attorney General Barr. Let's go to the press conference.
Investigation of this disinformation campaign, the special counsel brought charges in federal court against several Russian nationals and entities for their respective roles in this scheme. Those charges remain pending, and the individual defendants remain at large. But the special counsel found no evidence that any American, including anyone associated with the Trump campaign, conspired or coordinated with the Russian government or the IRA in this illegal scheme. Indeed, as the report states, quote, the investigation did not identify evidence that any U.S. person knowingly or intentionally coordinated with the IRA's interference operation, unquote. Put another way, the special counsel found no collusion by any Americans in IRA's illegal activities. Second, the report details efforts by the Russian military officials associated with the GRU, the Russian Military Intelligence Organization, to hack into computers and steal documents and emails from individuals associated with the Democratic Party and Hillary Clinton's campaign for the purpose of eventually publicizing these documents. Obtaining such unauthorized Following a thorough investigation of these hacking operations, the special counsel brought charges in federal court against several Russian military officers for their respective roles in these illegal hacking operations. Those charges are still pending, and the defendants remain at large. But again, the special counsel's report did not find any evidence that members of the Trump campaign or anyone associated with the campaign conspired or coordinated with the Russian government in these hacking operations. In other words, there was no evidence of the Trump campaign collusion with the Russian government's hacking. The special counsel's investigation also examined Russian efforts to publish stolen emails and documents on the internet. The special counsel found that after the GRU disseminated some of the stolen documents to entities that it controlled, DC Leaks and Guccifer II, the GRU transferred some of the stolen materials to WikiLeaks for publication. WikiLeaks then made a series of document dumps. The special counsel also investigated whether any member or affiliate of the Trump campaign encouraged or otherwise played a role in these dissemination efforts. Under applicable law, publication of these types of material would not be criminal unless the publisher also participated in the underlying hacking conspiracy. Here, too, the special counsel's report did not find that any person associated with the Trump campaign illegally participated in the dissemination of the materials. Finally, the special counsel investigated a number of links or contacts between the Trump campaign officials and individuals connected with the Russian government during the 2016 presidential campaign. After reviewing these contacts, the special counsel did not find any conspiracy to violate U.S. law involving Russian-linked persons and any persons associated with the Trump campaign.
All right, we've got to go to break. We're going to be right back. Just to sum up what he's saying, essentially they have exonerated President Trump of any collusion. They've exonerated anybody in his administration or any Americans of that. Looks like they're trying to hang all of this on Julian Assange. I believe Bill Binney. I don't believe the Mueller people. I don't believe there was any Russian hacking of the DNC. Bill Binney gave us technical reasons for that. WikiLeaks said they were not involved in that. We had a former UK ambassador said they were not involved in that. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore. It's been a year and a half fight, but we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodine in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And then it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies. And it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure to sign up for AutoShip. Then an additional 10% off. The 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out what the globalists don't want you to have. The good halogens, you have the bad halogens at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the king daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 original. Now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. we have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our pollen block chewable tablets.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're going to rejoin the Bill Barr press conference where he was talking about the summarizing in more detail the Mueller special counsel report, the 400 pages redacted in four different categories in terms of not exposing methods or people who have not been indicted, things like that. Of course, that is going to be used, as President Trump's lawyers have said, as pure mischief. Any of those redactions will be implied that there's something to hide there. But we have to remember that these redactions were put together not just by Attorney General Barr, but also by the Mueller team. Nevertheless, as we just heard the beginning of that, we're going to pick it up from the point at which we had to go to commercial break. We paused that, so we will continue it so you don't miss any of that. We had just heard Bill Barr say that there was no collusion between Trump or anybody in his administration or team with Russians. However, they believe that the Russians were hacking, or at least attempting to hack. That was there were efforts made by Russians. I thought that was interesting. I don't think he said that the Russians actually got the information. There were efforts made by the Russians. Then the Russians got information about Hillary Clinton, and then they turned it over to WikiLeaks and so forth. He also did say that unless the organization was involved in the hacking itself under current law, they would not be liable. That's why they were trying to pretend that Julian Assange assisted Manning in the hacking. But he didn't. He simply said, if you got any more information, turn that over. Nevertheless, as we look at this, it appears that although Trump is exonerated of colluding with Russians, they're trying to lie about Julian Assange. And I say lie because we've had Bill Binney tell us that it isn't physically possible, isn't technologically possible, to be able to transfer those files of that size in that amount of time over the internet. He and many other technical people who are telling us the truth, like WikiLeaks. Quite frankly, WikiLeaks and William Binney have far more credibility than Mueller or Barr or anybody at the Department of Justice in my mind. So when they have a conflict like that, I think that we can kind of clearly see that they're trying to set up Julian Assange for further prosecution as they let President Trump go. Because, quite frankly, folks, WikiLeaks is a much bigger threat to the military-industrial complex than President Trump is, if President Trump is even a threat anymore to the military-industrial complex. Let's go back to this. We'll pick it up where we paused it. This is William Barr talking about the Mueller report.
During the 2016 presidential campaign, after reviewing these contacts, the special counsel did not find any conspiracy to violate U.S. law involving Russian-linked persons and any persons associated with the Trump campaign. So that's the bottom line. After nearly 2 years of investigation, thousands of subpoenas, hundreds of warrants, and witness interviews, the special counsel confirmed that the Russian government sponsored efforts to illegally interfere with the 2016 presidential election, but did not find that the Trump campaign or other Americans colluded in those efforts. After finding no underlying collusion with Russia, the special counsel's report goes on to consider whether certain actions of the president could amount to obstruction of the special counsel's investigation. As I addressed in my March 24th letter, the special counsel did not make a traditional prosecutorial judgment regarding this allegation. Instead, the report recounts 10 episodes involving the president and discusses potential legal theories for connecting those activities to the elements of an obstruction offense. After carefully reviewing the facts and legal theories outlined in the report and in consultation with the Office of Legal Counsel and other department lawyers, the Deputy Attorney General and I concluded that the evidence developed by the special counsel is not sufficient to establish that the president committed an obstruction of justice offense. Although the Deputy Attorney General and I disagreed with some of the special counsel's legal theories and felt that some of the episodes examined did not amount to obstruction as a matter of law, we did not rely solely on that in making our decision. Instead, we accepted the special counsel's legal framework for purposes of our analysis and evaluated the evidence as presented by the special counsel in reaching our conclusions. In assessing the president's actions discussed in the report, it is important to bear in mind the context. President Trump faced an unprecedented situation. As he entered into office and sought to perform his responsibilities as president, federal agents and prosecutors were scrutinizing his conduct before and after taking office and the conduct of some of his associates. At the same time, there was relentless speculation in the news media about the president's personal culpability. Yet, as he said from the beginning, there was, in fact, no collusion. And as the special counsel's report acknowledges, there is substantial evidence to show that the president was frustrated and angered by his sincere belief that the investigation was undermining his presidency, propelled by his political opponents, and fueled by illegal leaks. Nonetheless, the White House fully cooperated with the special counsel's investigation, providing unfettered access to campaign and White House documents, directing senior aides to testify freely, and asserting no privilege claims. And at the same time, the president took no act that in fact deprived the special counsel of the documents and witnesses necessary to complete his investigation. Apart from whether the acts were obstructive, this evidence of non-corrupt motives weighs heavily against any allegation that the president had a corrupt intent to obstruct the investigation. Now, before I take questions, I want to address a few aspects of the process for producing the public report that I am releasing today. As I said several times, the report contains limited redactions related to four categories of information. To ensure as much transparency as possible, those redactions have been clearly labeled so that the readers can tell which redactions correspond to which categories. Now, as I recall, those categories are 6E material, grand jury material, information that the IC believes would disclose sources and methods, information that would impair the investigation and prosecution of other cases that are underway, and finally, information that implicates the privacy and reputational interests of peripheral third parties. As you will see, most of the redactions were compelled by the need to prevent harm to ongoing matters and to comply with court orders prohibiting the public disclosure of information bearing on ongoing investigations and criminal cases, such as the IRA case and the Roger Stone case. These redactions were applied by Department of Justice attorneys working closely together with attorneys from the special counsel's office, as well as the intelligence community, and prosecutors are handling the ongoing cases. The redactions are their work product. No redactions done by anybody outside this group. There were no redactions done by anybody outside this group. No one outside this group proposed any redactions, and no one outside the department has seen the unredacted report, with the exception of certain sections that were made available to IC, the intelligence community, for their advice on protecting intelligence sources and methods. Consistent with longstanding executive branch practice, the decision whether to assert executive privilege over any portion of the report rested with the President of the United States. Because the White House had voluntarily cooperated with the special counsel, significant portions of the report contained material over which the President could have asserted privilege, and he would have been well within his rights to do so. Following my March 29th letter, the Office of the White House Counsel requested the opportunity to review the redacted version of the report in order to advise the President on the potential invocation of privilege, which is consistent with longstanding practice. Following that review, the President confirmed that in the interest of transparency and full disclosure to the American people, he would not assert privilege over the special counsel's report. Accordingly, the public report I am
releasing. All right, we're going to hold it right there. We've got to take another commercial break, and we'll be right back. We're going to pick up right where we left off, as you heard him say, in terms of the looking at whether or not there was any obstruction of the investigation. The President and his office had cooperated freely. They had not, even though it was within their rights, had not asserted any executive privilege, although that was their right. But he also mentioned specifically some of the redactions, and the only person he mentioned specifically was Roger Stone in terms of the redaction. Of course, Roger Stone says he wants this as part of his discovery.
There are thousands of ideologies out there, hundreds of different political systems, and most of them are funded by the globalists. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular like it's always been. That's why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately, because we have the light in the dark of the night that sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do, continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done, because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you. Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We've been playing for you the press conference by Attorney General William Barr, talking about the Mueller report, and he is going to release the full report with, however, some redactions. And, of course, those redactions involve ongoing cases. He specifically mentioned Roger Stone, and Roger Stone has said he wants that as part of his discovery for his case. We'll summarize that, but I want to continue playing the rest of the press conference. He doesn't take any questions, so we're going to have some questions after we finish playing his statement for you. But let's pick up where we just left off with a statement. Here's Attorney General William Barr talking about the Mueller special report. We don't have any audio yet, guys. We lose the audio? Okay, they're working on that, so we're going to pick that up again. Let me just sum up so far what he has said, and we're going to get back to that report as soon as we correct the audio issues that we've got. He began by saying that there were
categories
they found
that I previously outlined,
okay,
and no material has been redacted based on executive privilege. In addition, earlier this week, the president's personal counsel requested and was given the opportunity to read a final version of the redacted report before it was publicly released. That request was consistent with the practice followed under the Ethics in Government Act, which permitted individuals named in a report prepared by an independent counsel the opportunity to read the report before publication. The president's personal lawyers were not permitted to make and did not request any redactions. In addition to making the redacted report public, we are also working with Congress to accommodate their legitimate oversight interests with respect to the special counsel's investigation. We have been consulting with Chairman Graham and Chairman Nadler through this process, and we will continue to do so. Given the limited nature of the redactions, I believe that the publicly released report will allow every American to understand the results of the special counsel's investigation. Nevertheless, in an effort to accommodate congressional requests, we will make available, subject to appropriate safeguards, to a bipartisan group of leaders from several congressional committees, a version of the report with all redactions removed, except those relating to grand jury information. Thus, these members of Congress will be able to see all of the redacted material for themselves, with the limited exception of that which, by law, cannot be shared. I believe that this accommodation, together with my upcoming testimony before the Senate and House Judiciary Committees, will satisfy any need Congress has for information regarding the special counsel's investigation. Once again, I'd like to thank you for being here, and I will now have a few questions.
Mr. Attorney General, we don't have the report in hand, so could you explain for us the special counsel's articulated reason for not reaching a decision on obstruction of justice, and if it had anything to do with the department's longstanding guidance on not indicting a sitting president? And you say you disagreed with some of his legal theories. What did you disagree with him on?
I'd leave it to his description in the report, the special counsel's own articulation of why he did not want to make a determination as to whether or not there was an obstruction offense. But I will say that when we met with him, Deputy Attorney General Rosenstein and I met with him, along with Ed O'Callaghan, who is the principal associate deputy, on March 5th, we specifically asked him about the OLC opinion and whether or not he was taking the position that he would have found a crime but for the existence of the OLC opinion. And he made
all right, hang on. We're going to take another break, and we'll come back. We'll roll that back a little bit because that's a key question. Why did you not conclude that? Why did Mueller say he wasn't going to draw a conclusion? He was going to leave it up to Rosenstein and Barr to make that conclusion. We'll pick back up with that explanation when we come back. Stay with us.
InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us, and it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. there's some of the most polluted areas on Earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of five-star reviews for yourself. I've got two in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Yes, it is Thursday, April the 18th, 2019, and Bill Barr released a statement at a press conference, and we've played the full statement that he had, and we're going to go back and take this very first question. He took a couple of questions, and I want you to hear his answer, because it's a very good question from one of the reporters there in terms of why he said he disagreed with some of the statements of Mueller, but Mueller did not draw a conclusion. He said, I'm going to let you guys decide whether or not there was any obstruction of justice. So he turned it over to Barr and to Rosenstein. Could you hold that for a second, please? Okay. He said he's going to turn it over to Barr and to Rosenstein to make that determination. And so they made the determination that because the president had cooperated freely, because he had not exerted any executive privilege claims, which were his right, that no obstruction of justice had occurred. Mueller made the conclusion that there was no collusion with Russians. So I want to go back to the question and the reply from Bob Mueller about how they disagreed with statements about whether or not there was any obstruction of justice. Let's go back to that response.
Reaching a decision on obstruction of justice, and if it had anything to do with the department's longstanding guidance on not indicting a sitting president, and you say you disagreed with some of his legal theories, what did you disagree with him on?
I'd leave it to his description in the report, the special counsel's own articulation of why he did not want to make a determination as to whether or not there was an obstruction offense. But I will say that when we met with him, Deputy Attorney General Rosenstein and I met with him along with Ed O'Callaghan, who is the principal associate deputy, on March 5th, we specifically asked him about the OLC opinion and whether or not he was taking the position that he would have found a crime but for the existence of the OLC opinion. And he made it very clear several times that that was not his position. He was not saying that but for the OLC opinion, he would have found a crime. He made it clear that he had not made the determination that there was a crime.
Mr. Attorney General, what did you disagree with him on? Given that, why did you and Mr. Rosenstein feel the need you had to take it to the next step to conclude that there was no crime, especially given that DOJ policy?
Well, the very prosecutorial function and all our powers as prosecutors, including the power to convene grand juries and the compulsory process that's involved there, is for one purpose and one purpose only. It's determine yes or no. Was alleged conduct criminal or not criminal? That is our responsibility, and that's why we have the tools we have. And we don't go through this process just to collect information and throw it out to the public. We collect this information, we use that compulsory process for the purpose of making that decision. And because the special counsel did not make that decision. We felt the department had to, and that was a decision by me and the Deputy Attorney General.
Yes. Did the special counsel indicate that he wanted you to make the decision or that it should be left for Congress? And also, how do you respond to criticism you're receiving from congressional Democrats that you're acting more as a attorney for the president rather than as the chief law enforcement officer?
Special Counsel Mueller did not indicate that his purpose was to leave the decision to Congress. I hope that was not his view, since we don't convene grand juries and conduct criminal investigations for that purpose. I didn't talk to him directly about the fact that we were making the decision, but I am told that his reaction to that was that it was my prerogative as Attorney General to make that decision.
Captain. Attorney General Barr Catherine here at Fox News. Hi there. Is there anything you can share today about your review of the genesis of the Russia investigation and whether assets have been provided to investigate?
No, today I'm really focused just on the process of releasing this report.
Attorney General, senior Democrats in Congress have asked for Robert Mueller himself to testify. Robert Mueller remains a Justice Department employee as of this moment. Will you permit him to testify publicly to Congress?
I have no objection to Bob Mueller personally testifying.
Mr. Attorney General, let's start with Democrats who have questioned some of the process here. A Republican-appointed judge on Tuesday said you have, quote, created an environment that has caused a significant part of the American public to be concerned about these redactions. You cleared the president on obstruction. The president is fundraising off of your comments about spying. And here you have remarks that are quite generous to the president, including acknowledging his feelings and his emotions.
Yeah, they're not happy about that. We didn't kind of hang the president on that.
We're concerned that you are trying to protect the president.
Well, actually, the statements about his sincere beliefs are recognized in the report that there was substantial evidence for that. So I'm not sure what your basis is for saying that I'm being generous to the president.
You face an unprecedented situation. It just seems like there's a lot of effort to say to go out of your way to acknowledge how this was.
He's being generous because they've already determined that he's guilty before they saw the evidence.
So unprecedented is an accurate description, isn't it?
Yes. Okay. What do you say to people who are concerned that you're trying to protect the president?
Eric? There's a lot of public interest in the absence of the special counsel and members of his team. Was he invited to join you up on the podium? Why is he not here? This is his report, obviously, that you're talking about today.
No, it's not.
The report he did for me as the Attorney General. He is required under the regulation to provide me with a confidential report. I'm here to discuss my response to that report and my decision, entirely discretionary, to make it public, since these reports are not supposed to be made public. That's what I'm here to discuss.
Impropriety for you to come out and sort of what appears to be sort of spinning the report before the public gets a chance to read it.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you.
Was it a mistake?
Well, he's just had enough. He just walked off. And I think that probably was enough. He's saying, look, this is not something that is ever made public. I'm using my discretion to make this public. That's why he had done a summary. To recap what William Barr has said, as I see it, he began by talking about Russian quote-unquote efforts to hack into the DNC. Then he believed that Russians turned over information to WikiLeaks. He went on to say that unless WikiLeaks participated in that supposed hack, that they are not criminally liable under our law. That's why they're trying to pretend that Julian Assange did participate in the hack, and they're trying to pretend that there was a hack in the first place. I don't believe that. I believe WikiLeaks. I believe William Binney, who did a technical analysis and said it's not technically possible for this to be done by a foreign state actor. He backed up WikiLeaks with technical analysis, saying that you couldn't have created, transferred these files in that amount of time. If you look at the time date stamps from the time that it was created and the time that it was completed, he said you couldn't do that over the internet that way. And of course, that is what one of the former ambassadors of the UK said. I came to the United States to have this information handed to me by an internal whistleblower of the DNC. The DNC, folks, is not a government organization, as much as they would like to pretend. We're talking about something here that doesn't have any more validity than if somebody were theoretically to blow the whistle on corrupt operations of a corporation. Can you understand that, Democrats? If we put it in terms of a corporation, can you understand it? I know that the government can do no wrong in your mind, and certainly not the DNC. But what if this is a corporation? And somebody found some dirty, illegal information about a corporation, a whistleblower turned that over. That's essentially what we've got here. Nevertheless, Attorney General Barr said that there was no obstruction based on the fact that the president had cooperated freely throughout the investigation, had never asserted executive privilege. He said that Mueller did not want to make a conclusion, so he and Rosenstein, who was standing there behind him at this press conference, made the conclusion that there was no obstruction. Mueller had made the conclusion that there was no collusion. And so we'll be right back with more analysis of this and more news. Stay with us.
Show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power, at 50% off. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power at 50% off, only at the InfoWars store.
I've been doing a lot of research into Google and YouTube censorship, and I've noticed that there's one type of video that is the most censored, the most buried, the most suppressed, and that's the videos where you saw in 2016 election night all the arrogant leftist authoritarians like the Young Turds and others get so butthurt when Trump won. They don't want us to have that victory. They don't want us to remember what political action did. And that's why the globalists, Hillary and others, are trying to shut InfoWars down. This is a fight about taking your speech away, not just my speech, about taking your very sovereignty away. This country is in a war. So again, I want to thank you for what you've done, but I want to remind you, if you don't spread the articles and videos, and if you don't financially get the great products we have and fund us, and the 360 win, we're dead in the water. I'm in your hands. You're in my hands. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you.
It's simple. If you want to beat the globalists, if you want to take on the New World Order, I'm not doing Bitcoin pump and dumps with Jack Dorsey. I'm not sitting here selling you cancer cures. I'm not sitting here, you know, selling you late-term abortion and all great it is. I just go out and say, what is the top heart pill? What is the top? Turmeric's a bestseller because it's anti-inflammatory. And what's the best lab in the country? Okay, they're the highest rated. I'm like, you're only 50% curcuminoid? Well, yeah, they only put $5 product in the bottle, but that's still incredible, sir. And I'm like, what's the highest you could do? Month later, 90-95%. No one's ever done it. I said, how much does that cost per bottle? That costs $10. No one's ever done that. Sir, the average competitor's 3-5%. You're the top brand's 50%. I'm like, we're going to have 95% curcuminoid. I mean, you understand, like, that's like our information's explosive. Our fish oil. I go out and I get the cleanest, the best. My children take it. You think I'm going to give you fish oil that isn't the very damn best on my soul? You think I'm going to screw somebody over like one of these devil worshipers? Never. InfoWarsStore.com. I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart, the cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's, you've got the adults, you've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best, and it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. If I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
I'm ready for it.
Welcome back. We just completed the press conference that was held by William Barr to talk about the release of the 400-page document. And of course, the press was very unhappy with that. They will not let this go. Understand that CNN, MSNBC, at the very least, have bet the entire company on this false conspiracy theory. And there's a big chunk of the New York Times and the Washington Post and much of the other establishment media that have bet their company on this as well. Not to the extent that MSNBC and CNN have, but they are heavily embedded in this. And so anything that would let President Trump go or would declare him not guilty of collusion, not guilty of obstruction, is not going to be allowed by the mainstream media. And you saw that in that press conference and some of those questions there at the very end. At one point, Bill Barr, without comment, just exited stage right. Just walked out. So kind of interesting. But as he pointed out again, he's saying that they found in the report Russian efforts, Mueller found Russian efforts to hack the DNC, said that they turned over information to WikiLeaks, if WikiLeaks had been involved in the hack, then they would be liable. But he said, we haven't determined that, evidently, in the Mueller report. But he did say there was no obstruction by President Trump or anybody in his administration. He said that there were redactions that would protect people who were not having charges filed against them and redactions that would protect ongoing criminal investigations. And the only person that he specifically named was Roger Stone. And, of course, Roger Stone had said earlier this week that his lawyers wanted that report as part of their discovery. As to why they had conferred and given the report to President Trump prior to leaking it to the Washington Post or the New York Times, which is what these people are so upset about. He said, well, there is a prior view in the Ethics in Government Act that if somebody is named in a report that they get to see it before it is made public. And so that's what they did with the president. He said, you're named in this report, so you get to see it before it is made public. Now, the other people who were not named, they took people out that were not being charged with anything. Any ongoing investigations, again, like with the Roger Stone case, they redacted that. But he said President Trump has known that he was the subject of this report. So he, according to Ethics in Government, gets a chance to see that. And as a result of that, Rudy Giuliani has said they put together a 35-page report that responds to what Mueller had said. Now, Mueller did not make a conclusion about obstruction. But again, he said that the president had cooperated. That determination was made by Barr and by Rosenstein. They looked at it and they said, well, because the president has cooperated freely, because he did not invoke executive privilege, which was within his rights, they deemed that there was no obstruction. And so basically, as far as I can tell, that pretty much sums up what he had to say there. They asked him why they would make that decision about obstruction rather than turning that over to Congress. And he said, well, that's not the way our system works. The Department of Justice is involved in doing criminal investigations, not Congress. Duh. And that kind of goes along the line with all of the snide remarks that are going to be put in there. And I'm sure that's what the 35-page response from Rudy Giuliani is, the kind of snide remarks that we talked about earlier. Putting in there, well, you know, the president is not guilty, but he's not exonerated either. And it's like, that's right. In our system of government, when you investigate a criminal charge, there is a presumption of innocence. You don't declare somebody innocent. There is a presumption of innocence. The burden of proof is on the accuser. So the finding is either guilty or not guilty. It's not, you don't find somebody innocent or exonerated. And so that is in keeping with our legal tradition. But as another attorney for President Trump, John Dowd, who is the leading lawyer for President Trump on this issue until last year, he told the Daily Beast that the sheer volume of the report suggests that there will be negative information in the report. He called Mueller's report, quote, pure mischief. That's exactly what it is. And that is still how it is being used and will be used by CNN and MSNBC. Their entire company depends upon it. And that's one of the reasons why their ratings are crashing. A little bit of schadenfreude there. But anyway, as we look at this, it looks like they are trying to, certainly exonerating President Trump and his administration, but it looks like Mueller and others are trying to target Julian Assange. Perhaps that's what the Roger Stone charges are about. And again, there is no collusion between Roger Stone and Julian Assange. Made that abundantly clear. He showed the emails saying, well, can we interview him? No, no. Can you give me any information about this and so forth? Roger Stone was acting as a journalist. And it is a very dangerous precedent when people are accused and indicted for trying to interview someone, for trying to get information in a story, or for publishing information from a whistleblower, which is what is being done to Julian Assange. We have Rand Paul saying that, making an offer, essentially saying that what we should do is give Julian Assange immunity, legal immunity, to tell us what he knows. I think we've already gotten a great deal of information from Julian Assange. If I was Julian Assange, I would not trust these people who we had Richard Burr last year say, we will meet you in a mutually agreeable place where you can tell us all of this stuff about Russia. You trust the CIA, trust Richard Burr about that? I don't think so. That was last August. As chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, he sent a letter to Assange in care of the Ecuadorian embassy in London. The letter requests that Assange consent to, quote, a closed interview with a bipartisan committee staff at a mutually agreeable time and location. Have your pistols ready. Remember when it kind of sounds like his ancestor contacting Alexander Hamilton. But I wouldn't trust a fair duel from any of the Burr family. Senator Rand Paul has proposed the potential offering of immunity from prosecution for WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange in exchange for Assange's testimony at a Senate Intelligence Committee hearing now. The story was first reported by Gateway Pundit. They suggested the compromise was a way of getting valuable information from Assange without causing him greater harm. I think he should be given immunity from prosecution in exchange for coming to the U.S. and testifying, said Senator Paul. I think he's been someone who has released a lot of information, and you can debate whether or not any of it has caused harm, but I think he really has information that is probably pertinent to the hacking of the Democratic emails that would be nice to hear. Yeah, to put it mildly, it would be nice to hear. As Paul went on to say in his letter, he said the founding fathers would have protected WikiLeaks at all costs, and it is time we inherit their spirit. And this article from the New American says, yes, that is true. Going back to the Cato letter number 15, Thomas Gordon writes, freedom of speech is the great bulwark of liberty. They prosper and die together. And it is the terror of traitors and oppressors, and it is a barrier against them. We need to have free speech. We need to know the dark secrets of the deep state. And we owe a debt of gratitude to WikiLeaks for that.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
There are thousands of ideologies out there, hundreds of different political systems, and most of them are funded by the globalist. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular like it's always been. That's why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately, because we have the light in the dark of the night that sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do, continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done, because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you. Wars are like 12-round heavyweight boxing championship fights. It's about who wants it, who's prepared to go the longest, and who's ready to do the damage. We took on Hillary Clinton. We stopped her. We got a nationalist in. Nationalists are getting elected all over the world right now. We are winning. But those of us who are at the very front line, at the tip of the spear, are under unprecedented attack. So I come to you each day and try to explain to you that this is a war of attrition. This is about who wants it most. And you know the persecution, the censorship, the sponsors, they've taken everything. I am in your hands. You are in my hands. I need financial support, and I got products you and your family need. It's that simple. Thousands of great products, whatever's award-winning, whatever's best-selling, what folks love, what I love, we bring it to you at InfoWarsStore.com. So please, go to InfoWarsStore.com today. Look at all the great products, because we're in your hands, I'm in your hands, and your support is beyond critical. Thank you.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Reverse engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I want to get back to this article I was talking about as the Attorney General's press conference began, where they were talking about how the Democrats and the mainstream media used a phony narrative about church burnings here in the United States being motivated by white racism against black churches, how they used that, and even after it was exposed as a fraud, they refused to retract that. And, of course, they are not going to retract what they had to say about President Trump. CNN, MSNBC's business demands that they move forward with this conspiracy theory. Everything that they bet their entire company and their credibility on this, and that's why they are collapsing, because everybody realizes and has realized for the most part, except those who were diehard partisans have realized that this is a fraud for quite some time. Now even those diehard partisans realize that it's a fraud after the Mueller report has been released. But we saw some of those reporters who didn't want to let that go. At that press conference with Bill Barr, he, on the other hand, after giving them a couple of explanations, just kind of walked off stage, which is really what they deserve. Before we get back to this article from WND, Jack Cashel, not all church burning theories are created equal. I think you're going to find this very interesting. Before we get back to that, I want to tell you about some of the sales we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because that's what funds this program and everything that we do here. We have some new specials at InfoWarsStore.com. We have 50% off all apparel. That's our annual apparel sale. We have new as well as classic t-shirts, hats, and hoodies, all of them 50% off. We also have on sale a two-week storable food supply, just $67. And again, you want to make sure that you have some kind of preparation for your family, because you never know when there's going to be an emergency situation. It could be a natural emergency, as we had yesterday. We had an individual who was talking about how after months and months of FEMA's presence in the panhandle of Florida around Panama City, that they've only had 10% remediation. He and other individuals have gone there voluntarily to help people rebuild. The people are living in terrible, squalid conditions. He said, if you think you're prepared, try coming here and working with us for a while, and you'll find out really what it's going to be like. The federal government does not have your back. As a matter of fact, the federal government is backing out of Panama City. You haven't heard a lot about this because the mainstream media and the local government doesn't want you to hear about what's going on in Panama City. They want to pretend that everything's just fine. And yet he said there are major issues there, a lot of people who still need help, and they're being ignored. So, folks, it's up to you, really, to prepare for yourself. And one of the first things you want to do is make sure you've got some storable food. Please limit this to four per purchase, $67 for a two-week storable food supply. And, of course, that food will last for up to 25 years. And once you open it, you can reseal it for short-term use. It's non-GMO. It's made in America. It's got great packaging, and you can get the two-week storable food supply for $67. Finally, we have the Alexa Pure Breeze, $50 off. That is a favorite of all of us here at the studio. We use that internally in the building because every building is typically going to have a higher concentration of contaminants and stale air or even radon gas or whatever will be contained within a building, because you're trying to make the buildings secure against heat and cold. You want to try to make sure that you've got it well insulated, so that mitigates against good ventilation. So you want to make sure that you've got some way to keep that clean. And of course, the way we use it in our household is to very rapidly clean the kitchen. If we have something that burns or something that is smelly like fish, it's great. It's very fast, very effective, and silent. You can now get Alexa Pure Breeze, $50 off. Take a look at the specials we have at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, getting back to this article about the church burning theories. I spoke about how this bore an uncanny resemblance to the conclusions that were jumped to about the Skripal poisoning as they tried to use that as a false flag to escalate the war in Syria. Oh, we got to have hundreds of investigators and it's going to take them months. But we already know what happened. We already know what was used, even though we haven't sent it to the OPCW, the Organization for the Prevention of Chemical Weapons. We haven't sent it to them and won't send it to them for months. We already know that it's Novichok. And we already know who did it. Even though everything at the event mitigated against that, they'd already come to that conclusion. And, of course, they decided that this was an accidental fire even before it was put out. Well, let's go back again to 1996. Bill Clinton is running for re-election. Working with the NAACP and Janet Reno, they create a narrative, also the National Council of Churches and the Center for Democratic Renewal, hard left organization, CDR. They create a narrative about an epidemic of black churches being burned. And we see headlines, 2,000 articles within 3 months after they create this narrative. Three huge layouts on consecutive days in USA Today. A two-page spread, and this is back when people read USA Today, when they had big graphic layouts and they were everywhere. They pretty much dominated the national news in terms of print. A two-page spread in the New York Times. Headlines from the New York Daily News. It said, flames of hate, racism is blamed in a shock wave of church burnings. The CDR program director, Rose Johnson, said, every arrest has been of a white male, age 15 to 45. The CDR's chairman said there's only a slippery slope between conservative, religious persons and those who are really doing the burning. President Clinton had a national radio address, and he assured the audience that racial hostility was the driving force behind the outbreak. But a month later, Somebody at the Associated Press actually did some investigation. Fred Bales of the AP did an analysis of 6 years of federal, state, and local data, and the AP discovered that there had been more fires at predominantly white churches in the South than there had been at black churches. Oh, so then they roll back everything that they've said for 3 months and 2,000 articles and all the headlines and everything in an election year? Of course they don't. Of course they don't. The media was not inclined to untell the dramatic story. They'd been pushing it for 3 months right before the election. A reporter, Michael Fumento, who helped to expose a fraud in the Wall Street Journal, said it was too much. He said, he asked, is it too much to expect any of the pundits and the public figures who seized on the CDR's report as a vehicle for scoring points against their political opponents to register the fact that it was, in essence, a fabrication? Well, yes, it was. It was too much for them to admit that they had lied, that they'd created a fake conspiracy, a fake crime wave of white racist crime. The New York Times continued. They mentioned church burnings in another 100 stories, but they declined to mention the fact-checking that was done by the Associated Press. And who was doing the burning? Well, they said the suspects, where there were more white churches burned than black churches. The suspects included both blacks and whites. It included people who were doing insurance scams. It included devil worshipers, drunken teenagers, and even bored firefighters. But don't expect that they won't use that for their devices. And now, as we had said, very suspicious that you would have a fire that is accidentally set that would be so hot that it would burn a roof that was made out of massive timbers of old growth that don't exist anywhere in Europe, if they exist, in fact, anywhere on Earth anymore. This had stood for 850 years and had not caught fire in all those previous years. And now we have an architect who was working on the restorations says, no, you know, oak that is 800 years old does not burn like that. You would need a lot of kindling to succeed, or I would say a lot of accelerants to succeed. You know, you just don't start a, you don't take a match and hold it next to a giant timber and have it instantly catch fire. Anybody that's built a large fire knows that. There's been many restorations over the centuries. It stood for many centuries without catching fire. Very suspicious, but we're not allowed to question that at all. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
There is a publicly admitted international plan to shut down nationalist, pro-free market, pro-Western speech all across the world. And I don't want to say I'm honored, but in a way I am, to have been chosen first last year to be deplatformed. Then they set the precedent. Now if you try to tell somebody the dangers of vaccines and read off the insert, they take you off the internet. Now Google announced just today that they're not going to take Christian advertising of most types on their platform because it upsets the San Francisco Google employees. Our country and the world more and more is in the grip of anti-free speech, hyper-leftist, anti-human, transhumanist who literally think they own and run our lives. And if we keep bowing to these cults, the cancer that is San Francisco and many of these big universities is going to be the operating system of the planet. Humanity must awaken and say no to these control freaks.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. So as the architects involved in the restoration of the spire of Notre Dame, which is now collapsed and gone, and that forest of 13,000 old oak trees that had stood without ever having anything accidentally happen to it for over 850 years, just suddenly it caught fire. We don't know. It's accidental. Never had an accident like that in 850 years. What are the odds of that happening? No accident in 850 years, and yet there's no correlation to 900 to 1,000 church attacks and vandalisms and also a couple of attempts against Notre Dame itself that have been exposed in the last couple of years. Just don't look at that. And if you want to talk about that, you're going to be censored by Fox News, by Shepard Smith, by Neil Cavuto. They've gotten the word from on high that we're not going to talk about that sort of thing. And a lot of, I think, the public was pretty astounded by that. I was not astounded by it. Many of us who have monitored what's going on at Fox News are not astounded by that. But I think it was a wake-up call for many people in the public. But let's talk about what may happen with Notre Dame as we've got Rolling Stone magazine and we've got New York Times chiming in on how we should not even try to make this about Christian European France. Not at all. We don't want something that is Christian, Catholic, European, French, nothing at all. We're going to come up with something that's going to be a secular shrine. Let's remake Notre Dame in our image, they say. Writing for Rolling Stone magazine, E.J. Dixon said, for some people in France, Notre Dame has also served as a deep-seated symbol of resentment, a monument to a deeply flawed institution, and an idealized Christian European France that arguably never existed in the first place. Yeah, that's right. You know, Christian America never existed either. Anglo-Saxon, UK never existed. I was just watching a British production from BBC, of course. It's a great mystery that they have as a series called Endeavor. I really like the program in spite of all of the BBC globalist left-wing things that they try to shove in there as side plots. And of course, the one that I watched last night, I think it was from last year's season, they put in the subtext about racism that was taking place in the 1960s. And they have some guy get up and say, well, you know, UK was not built by the Romans or by the Anglo-Saxons. It was built by black people that were here first. And I've actually seen other people say that. This is what they're telling us now. Yeah, Britain is not about the British. It was other people that built it. Christian, European, France, and Notre Dame. That never existed in the first place, says E.J. Dixon. And, of course, he cited an architectural historian at Harvard University, and that is where Booty Gay learned all about Christianity, was at Harvard. It's no longer a Christian seminary. That ship sailed a long time ago. The building is so overburdened with meaning that its burning feels like an act of liberation, said this architecture historian at Harvard. Yes, let's destroy everything that has to do with Christian, European history and culture. Michael Kimmerman wrote for the New York Times that it is a stodgy reminder of the old city, an embodiment of the Paris of stone and faith. Just as the Eiffel Tower exemplifies the Paris of modernity and change. Okay, so the question becomes, which Notre Dame are you actually going to rebuild, said another architectural historian. It's literally a political monument. All cathedrals are. Well, yes, they, that's my concern. You know, technically, I guess it belongs to the Catholic Church. But of course, Pope Francis is monumentally political. He is a globalist. He is a Marxist. So I'm very concerned at what he will build. Will he build something as an homage to the Muslims? Because he's been making all kinds of overtures to the Muslims in Morocco and elsewhere. I like the term that Leo Zagami came up with, Chrislam. I think that sums it up exactly, the vision of Pope Francis. As I point out, during the French Revolution in the 1790s, mobs of revolutionaries looted the cathedral, declaring that it was no longer a church. Is that going to happen now? Is that going to happen now? We've got Booty Gay, as President Trump was saying, he was going to just, I guess, give up on trying to do anything about the border. Let's punish the people who created this situation, and we'll send them into the sanctuary cities, which, of course, they're not going to stay in. They will filter out into the rest of the country, especially if you send them places like San Francisco where nobody can afford to live. Actually, I had an article where a guy, illegal alien, was separated from his child at the border. The child, of course, was sent to another relative who was also an illegal alien who was living in California. And so he went to that relative as well. But he said, hey, we can't afford to live here. We're going to go to North Carolina. It's cheaper to live there. That's what's really going to happen in the sanctuary cities. But probably not before they're counted in the census to give more political power, more federal funds to California and to other sanctuary cities and states. But Booty Gig wants some of these people. Here's what he has to say. He wants another 30,000, he says.
Responsible, able-bodied people on a path to citizenship, send them to South Bend, because we're trying to grow our community. And job growth and population growth go hand in hand. So, you know, there's a political strategy that's clearly been adopted by the president to try to divide us around the issue of immigration. And I get it. Look, it appeals to a certain sense that I think all of us share.
Point out hypocrisy.
That there should be a process for these things. My father is an immigrant. He went through this process. He arrived in the country.
He's also a Marxist.
As a student, he became an American citizen. But we can't expect that process to work if we're not willing to fix it. Now, when it comes to what we ought to do in immigration policy,
you're the party that broke it.
I think most Americans actually broadly agree on what to do. We need a pathway to citizenship. We need temporary protected status and protections for dreamers. We need to improve our lawful immigration processes that are bureaucratic and that are backlogged. And we need to do whatever's appropriate and necessary on border security. I think we can agree on all that.
Well, you know, the legal process when his father came here was bureaucratic and backlogged, but he went through it anyway. Travis, we were talking about this during the break. You had an interesting comment, something that Booty Gay might consider before he welcomes 30,000 people into his city that South Bend only has 100,000 people. And so that's an increase of 30,000 people. You had a comment, Travis, about what he might be concerned about.
I'm just curious if he's ever seen those videos of ISIS throwing gay people off of roofs, because I'm sure that his constituents would be more than happy to accommodate him in that matter.
Yeah,
they
exactly.
Are not fans.
You might want to, maybe he might want to do some vetting to make sure that he's not bringing in people that want to throw him off the roof. But see, this is the inherent contradiction that is built into all of these Democrat Party policies. Daily Caller had an article, why can't we talk about Muslim supremacism, right? All they want to talk about is white supremacism. But they say actions that support an ideology that holds Islam and Sharia above all else, we ought to call that Muslim supremacy. The mainstream media is currently on a mission to paint anyone on the right as a white supremacist. You saw them do that. Chelsea Handler has labeled Ben Carson, Secretary of HUD, former Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark, actress Stacey Dash, they're all black. She's called them black white supremacists. You saw in congressional testimony, you saw they tried to do that to Candace Owen, to her face, and she took them down in a classic way, trying to claim that she was a black who was supporting white supremacy. But as they point out, the left and the media are applauding Chelsea Handler, calling all these people black white supremacists. It's a strange label, but hey, they're allowed to label people, but we're not allowed to label anybody. Why is it acceptable, asked Daily Caller, to throw the white supremacist label around, but it's unacceptable to even discuss issues related to Muslim supremacy and to Islamicist ideologies? You have the trial back in November of Alton Nolan, who's facing the death penalty for the 2014 beheading of his female coworker at Vaughn Foods after they argued. His hatred of white people turned deadly, so he cut off her head. And when the police asked him if he had any regret, he said, I don't feel any regret. It's probably going to make Vaughn Foods a better place to work for Muslims. You know, supremacy is supremacy. Racism is racism. But in defending these people, Geraldo Rivero says, don't criticize Ilhan Omar. She just doesn't have the language to discuss 9/11. Nevertheless, she does have the language to push hatred and racism. She said, comparing Trump to Obama, one is human, the other is not. And see, that idea that other people are not human is what I believe is ultimately behind. You were talking about gays being thrown off of roofs. What about the black man who threw that young child three stories in the Mall of America? There's no indication, as far as I know, that he was Muslim. He appears to have mental issues and a long history of law enforcement. But does it make it better when you've got the Democrat Party out there constantly talking about reparations, talking about white supremacy, talking about racism on one side? Why did he pick a white boy to throw over the railing when he was said that he was upset because he'd been turned down when he tried to pick up women? Was it hatred?
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimante leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
By Bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world, is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer. And it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Joining us now is Nick Begich. And, of course, he is here from Alaska. You can find his website, earthpulse.com. And we were just talking about how spineless, openly spineless the media has been this last week. I am still shocked to see not so much Shepard Smith, but Neil Cavuto, the way they cut people off talking about the rash of attacks against Catholic churches in France, the hatred that is obviously being exhibited there with 900 to 1,000 attacks every year. And the way these attacks are being carried out, we had another attack today. Apparently this guy, though, seems to be kind of confused in terms of motivations, but certainly looked like somebody tried to had intentions of setting a fire at St. Patrick's Cathedral.
Right.
And they stopped him at the last minute. But as we're looking at the William Barr press conference today, and he exonerated in his extended comments, exonerated President Trump of any collusion. But then he seemed to leave open the possibility that they were going to come after Julian Assange. And
right.
When we talk about telling the truth in an unfiltered way, which is what we try to do here at InfoWars, certainly Julian Assange and WikiLeaks have done that. We all owe them a debt of gratitude exposing the crimes
right.
of our government. And why would we ever, ever lock up anybody that tells us the truth when our government tells us nothing but lies?
You know, and when you think about whistleblowing as just a mechanism, you know, that really hasn't applied broadly across both the public and the private sector, which is the escape route, you know, for the Freedom of Information Act. If it's in a private corporation, can't get access. But, you know, investigative reporting, same thing happened with the Pentagon Papers years and years ago. And, in fact, our U.S. Senator Mike Gravel was involved in a little bit of that at that time, releasing the Pentagon Papers, same time running.
I would love to see him in the debate. Actually, I contributed a dollar. He's going to get 65,000 people to give him a dollar so he can get in the debates, and he would.
Well, he served same time my dad did.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
During that same era, you know, it was the craziness of the Watergate era right after that.
Yeah.
And, you know, but when I think of Julian Assange, you know, this is a hero, really. Mm-hmm. And, you know, 2 days after he was arrested, the European Parliament passed a whistleblower provision. And this is like, well, not too many people are hearing on this, but I get a news feed from Europe. So 2 days later, the European Parliament, 521 members, 29 no's, 21 abstentions, and the rest voted for a whistleblower bill that would have covered this guy. And so here you are 2 days later.
Mm-hmm.
What hypocrisy, you know, I've had a lot of comments on the European Parliament, unelected body, really a policy maker. But the fact that even they recognize whistleblowing. Now, I can go back to time when I was working with parliamentarians in Europe, going back to 2004, and I was coming in to talk about a whistleblowing mechanism, actually. And that was one of my missions there. Unfortunately, I had a death in a close friend and I ended up flying back. But my material did make it in, and to push for this issue, because there needs to be a way. You know, whistleblowing is the only way that we really get the truth of the matter. In fact, that's what InfoWars has been about, really. I mean, it's the news before the news, right? And the things that we've all been doing here in the last 25 years has been about predicting what's coming based on real information, the scattering of documents that are here every morning. Mm-hmm. And then we come to conclusions about that. Then we can make a forecast based on that. Assange, when you think about it, unless he directly hacked into something, okay, that's another matter. All right. And we need to consider that because that's taking it just a little bit too far. Short of that, someone providing him data and him releasing it. Thank God that's happening.
Yeah.
Or we would have never found out. Europeans.
Well, today, William Barr said, unless he actually participated in getting the information.
Right.
And that's what they're trying to say is that he conspired to participate in getting the information. But unless you actually participate in getting the information, and that doesn't mean that you say, have you got anything else?
Okay.
It isn't, because that's what journalists do all the time. Is that all you got? You don't have anything else? That's where they're coming at him. But if you don't participate in that, Attorney Barr said, that we have held under our legal system, again, going back to Pentagon Papers and so forth, that very famous case, that you're not liable for that.
Right.
And it's very, very important that we not jail the whistleblowers. Unfortunately, that is typically what happens. Whether talking about John Kiriakou exposing the torture of Gina Haspel or others, it's usually the people who tell the truth that go to jail. We'll be right back.
InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us. And it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on Earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of five-star reviews for yourself. I've got two in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Nick Begich, and of course his website is earthpulse.com. He's joining us here from Alaska. It's always good to see Nick, and he's here in studio with us. We're just talking about the importance of whistleblowers because we've had William Barr, Attorney General, hold a press conference talking about the fact, his summary as he's releasing all 400 pages with exceptions of certain redactions that involve ongoing criminal investigations. He mentioned Roger Stone specifically. And as I watched that press conference, Nick, I was wondering whether or not they're going to try to use Roger to get to Julian Assange.
I think they're going to exploit whoever they can.
Yeah.
All right. And the thing about Julian Assange that I think people really need to remember is, yeah, he's on the radical side of releasing. I mean, obviously on the edge of the press corps, right? I mean, but how much has the press internationally relied on him over the last 10 years, yeah. 15 years? You know, a lot of material has come out from WikiLeaks that served every democracy, every republic in the world because it gave us an insight into the darkness of what government truly is. I mean, look at what was released in terms of Hillary Clinton's materials. What was in there? Mm-hmm. Well, the fact that the party's corrupt. Yeah. Now everybody knows it.
Yeah.
What else was released by WikiLeaks in the past? The fact that we were tapping the phones of all of our allies' leadership. The fact that we were using our spying network literally to support American companies as opposed to using it for protection of the American public. You know, the abuses of power, which is what WikiLeaks has identified, not just in the United States, but around the world, is fundamental to functioning democracies. True, free media, free press, which is about talking about what you need to talk about, being controversial within that, not shutting it down. You know what's happened to InfoWars? You know, this has always been about that. It has been about it from the beginning. What they're doing here to shut this network down is exactly the tactics they're using around the world. The more radical and on the edge you are, and what I say,
and it's the military-industrial complex that's behind the censorship on social media. They created social media. They created these internet companies as soon as, you know, it was a DARPA idea to start the internet.
Right.
The Intergalactic Computer Network that Jason R. Lightfoot called it. Okay.
Right.
He was a psychologist. And so it was designed as a tool of psychological control. When it became practical, they openly created venture capital firms. They openly put the head officials of the NSA and other intelligence agencies on venture capital boards to create the companies that are now being used to control speech and to control the internet through social media.
Exactly right. And this is the thing that's being missed is what the Pentagon tried to do a couple decades ago with this total transparency approach to the public. They couldn't get away with it. So they just farmed it out to the private sector where we have no reach. And this is where the whistleblower laws in the United States, the Freedom of Information Act request, needs to extend to any government contract or anyone gaining government funds because we have a right to know.
Yes.
Think about the private sector whistleblowing. Go back to Switzerland. There was a guy that blew the whistle on the banking system, you know, shredding all the Jewish records for the bank accounts. He said, no, we're not doing this.
Mm-hmm.
They threatened to kill him. I mean, he had to leave the country, get sanctuary in the United States, where people then protected him and his family from total ruin as they discovered billions of dollars of bank theft. Okay. Now that's a simple deal, but what courage did it take for that man to step into that fight alone? People should not have to do this alone.
Yeah.
You know, and
well, take a look at Ed Snowden. I mean, you know, we're talking about Assange. Assange, I believe, is a publisher. WikiLeaks is a publisher. I don't believe that they hacked this information. Now, Ed Snowden did take the information away, but the reason that he did it the way that he did it was because we had whistleblowers like William Binney, Thomas Drake, and Wearby and others who had said, look, what the NSA is doing is a violation of law. It's a violation of the Constitution. It needs to be stopped. They went to the people who had oversight in government, in Congress and so forth. They were ignored. The press ignored them.
Right.
And then they were attacked and they tried to put them in jail. So Ed Snowden knew how this thing was running. That's why he went, he stole the stuff and he leaked it through WikiLeaks and others, because he saw the way that this had gone through. And I'm glad that he did, because what we saw there was that the government was using its powers of surveillance against all of us.
All of us.
You know, it's not just President Trump. You know, of course they're going to come after the powerful people and they will use it that way, but they're using that against all of us.
That's right. And, you know, this is a way, generally, if you can't co-opt the population, you know, the first attack is co-opt the leadership, you know, and there's been a lot of attempts to co-opt Donald Trump. And he's drifted a little bit and then realized it and then pulled back, got rid of the right people, you know, or the wrong people, I should say. And that's pretty normal, you know, if they can't get the, you know, they can't get the leadership now, they're going to try and undercut them. And they'll hit on the fringes. They'll attack the families. People can remember the Ross Perot scenario way back when. I mean, and they destroyed everyone around him to keep him from disrupting the ship. Now, had someone like that popped up 2 years ago, Ross Perot, it was just too soon.
Yeah.
You know? It was 20 years too soon. But here we are looking at this situation. We need information.
Yes.
And the fact that he didn't, the President Trump did not use executive privilege in any place along the way. We heard that from Barr's report this morning. That's pretty impressive. You know, I mean, that is transparent. I'm sure he got angry because that's the nature of his personality. But he let the investigation go on. He didn't use privilege to step in the middle of it. I think that's an important point. The other thing that I think is really important is, where's these grand juries and who are they really looking at? Are they looking at people within Trump's organization or the people that fueled this fire?
I hope they do, because what we've seen, I said this when they arrested Julian Assange. I said, if you look at the people who are involved in this, if you look at the agencies, and I hope that it doesn't just stop with some of the individuals who came after President Trump. I hope it doesn't just stop with, say, Clapper and Brennan and Hayden and people like that and leave the institutional corruption there, because there needs to be institutional reform.
Right.
These are things that have gone on a long time. People forget why we have the FISA law in the first place. It's because the CIA and the NSA were already spying on the American public. It was supposed to stop them from doing it. Instead, they used it as a tool to do it to a greater degree.
Right.
And do it to other politicians. That's the way they use, they perverted the use of FISA just as they pervert the use of the Constitution. But they will come after individuals. We saw this in the Bundy Ranch standoff. They had a corrupt judge, a corrupt legal system. There they had the Department of Justice, the FBI, the media were lying about what had happened there.
Right.
I saw it. We told the truth. They pushed it back against us, and they convicted people. I still don't think those convictions have been overturned based on those lies, based on cover-up of evidence. And it was a whistleblower within the BLM that blew the whistle on the Department of Justice, on the FBI, and on the corruption within the BLM that finally ended that trial. And yet the Department of Justice is still trying to come after them, even after the judge said, this is done and dismissed it with prejudice. They're still trying to do it. That's the corruption that is institutionalized throughout Washington.
Well, and a lot of it is about making an example of the whistleblower. You know, this is what a lot of it is. It's just scare the hell out of
And making an example out of the ranchers.
Right.
Who have the audacity to stand on the Constitution and on their legal rights that they've had for 170 years.
And, you know, this is the thing that keeps getting trampled over and lost in the shuffle is, when you start creating star chamber courts, you start creating a darker system, a more opaque system, and we're supposed to trust that. And you know, the whole point of all of it was, we're not supposed to trust our government to that degree. We're to scrutinize our government every single day. We're to ask the tough questions every day. We're to hold them accountable. You know, you want to talk about surveillance, turn the cameras the other way.
Yes.
Turn them into every government office where we can dial in and see who's drinking the coffee or doing the work. Mm-hmm. You know,
and that's what WikiLeaks did for us.
Yes, indeed. They turned the cameras the other direction. Now, think about this from a standpoint of what has happened. Instead of us gaining information, transparency about our government is using information about us to carry on programs, ideas that have nothing to do with the American public, have everything to do with maintaining control. You know, it's like, right. Who is the question in government, and you'll see it in the local, state, national levels, and even internationally, is question of loyalty. And this is what happens in these institutions. The loyalty is to the chain of command, not to the American public, not to the public you serve. That's what needs to change.
That's right.
That's why whistleblowers are important. They recognize their commitment to the public and to the service of the public.
And you talk about star chambers that were created. I mean, that's what they have essentially turned the FISA court into, a star chamber court, a hidden court. It's a kind of regulatory capture. They were supposed to regulate these intelligence agencies. Instead, their intelligence agencies captured them and used them as a star chamber court. We'll be right back with Nick Begich. Stay with us.
By leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer. And it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com. With InfoWars Select, it's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
If you're not expanding, you're imploding. There is no set stasis. There is no managed system. There is no uncontinuum. The continuum is always launching forward into the future. So you support us and get creative and get fired up. We won't just be here 100 years. We'll be here forever. We'll turn the whole thing around. Our grandchildren on Mars bases and jump bases and God knows what are going to look back and say, you know, we struggled here. We made it. And that's really where this goes. But hey, God's got a big war for you ready. And so if you can't face George Soros and Hillary Clinton and Adolf Hitler and Mao Zedong, are you going to really be able to face the other stuff? Because God wants warriors that are smart and are ready to build things and are also ready to fight. You don't go to the next level without getting a big weight put on your back. And I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to me in the future. I mean, all I know is I want to go with the master built. I want to go to the next level. I want to be with the spirit that I've experienced, not these devil worshipers. They're cold and failed and feels like being in a tomb. I want life. I want Jesus.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Nick Begich. We have him for one more segment. And again, you can find his website is earthpulse.com. I wanted to say just a couple more things about Julian Assange and how dangerous this precedent is. We've got Pink Floyd's Roger Waters says he's ashamed to be an Englishman over what's happening to Julian Assange. He said to think that the UK has become such a willing accomplice and satellite of the American Empire, that it would do such a thing in contravention of all laws, moral, ethical, and actual legal restrictions is absolutely stunningly appalling, and it makes me ashamed to be an Englishman. He said, if we let the UK get away with allowing him to be extradited to the U.S., we allow the U.S. government at their whim to torture him and to detain him, possibly for the rest of his life. And I really don't think that's an exaggeration when we look at the fact that we got Gina Haspel, who with all the, she was there in charge of the torture that was exposed by some of these whistleblowing, situations. And of course, John Kiriakou, who exposed that, was trying to do that. Couldn't get anybody's attention again, went public with it.
Right.
So they came after him for going public with it. Now they put him in jail, which was, I think, one of the worst crimes. None of the people, the psychologists who got paid millions of dollars to show the CIA how to torture, they even escaped a civil lawsuit. None of the people at the CIA, other than the whistleblower who exposed their criminal actions, John Kiriakou, went to jail. And yet, we still didn't have the U.S. government go after the papers that published what John Kiriakou exposed about them.
Right. You know, and when you look at all of it and you think about sort of how they've selectively applied the law is really what it amounts to, and then not apply law at all and just harassment. Because they know they can wear people down. You can't fight this kind of stuff alone. It's very, very difficult. And when you look at, I mean, the guy who did the whistleblowing on the banking institutions on Luxembourg, right? Now, he had to spend 60,000 euros, about $80,000 more or less, of his own money to try and just defend himself against what came after him. Now, the average person can't do that. That's why we've got to have whistleblower mechanisms. In fact, if this Congress were really interested in transparent government, they would extend the FOIA request to private companies doing business with government.
Oh, yeah.
And that would shut down all of this nonsense because then we'd have a way.
Oh, but they've gone just the opposite way, okay? We've now got the people who had pushed over and over again for CISPA to protect corporations from turning over the information that they've got on you, okay?
Right.
They gave them legal protection. And that's exactly what we're seeing with internet censorship being done by the social media. It's the private corporations. They say, well, because they're private, the First Amendment doesn't apply. But they set them up to do that. I had seen that for years in North Carolina when they would have the debates for independents and third parties. You've got to jump through all kinds of hoops that the Republicans and Democrats don't have to in order to get on the ballot.
Right.
Once you get on the ballot, you're not going to get in the debate. Because the debate is going to be determined by the press organization. It is private.
Right.
And they do say, well, we can exclude you from the debate because that's being determined by a private corporation.
Right. And they do this all the time.
Yeah.
Not just, in the Carolinas. They do it in Alaska.
Oh, yeah.
They do it everywhere they can.
Everywhere.
And it's part of that sort of overlaying blueprint that they apply within states, within the nation. And then they culturally apply it internationally. Because when you go around the world, you see the same scripts just played out slightly differently for the culture they're engaged in. But the multinational corporations' tentacles stretch everywhere. When you look at Ecuador, why was Ecuador initially able to hold out so long? Is because their past president, and I spend time in Ecuador, I try to go down there once in a while, and the reason I do is because that's one Latin country that I felt had the moral high ground, you know, up until recently.
Yeah.
And you know, they're one of the few countries in the world, most people don't know this, they use the U.S. dollar as their national currency. Now, what's interesting about that is that's why the last president didn't have to cave in. They couldn't screw with their currency. Okay, they couldn't bankrupt them that way. Now, the World Bank came into that last president and said, hey, we want our money. and we want half of your tax receipts. Mm-hmm. And that president said, sorry, I'm not giving you half. You can have 20%. The rest is going in to build our infrastructure, our schools, our health systems, and our roads. And that's what he did.
Mm-hmm.
And he told them to go pound salt because he knew they couldn't manipulate his economy because he's on the U.S. dollar. Now, what they did with the new guy, they essentially bribed him.
Yes.
You know, they shut that's down bribe. The past president's site so he couldn't make a statement when Assange was being arrested. They offer Ecuador $4 billion, I believe it was, yes. in different kinds of financial aid.
When their
aid.
Gross domestic product was 100.
Okay.
Right. So here's 4% of your gross domestic product for turning in Julian Assange, and they promised him another $6 billion down the road.
Right.
So we're talking about 10% promise of the GDP just for turning right. in one guy.
Right, and what yeah. people don't know is as they're leveraging those U.S. assets, they've also been leveraging Chinese assets, which are the biggest contributor to the Ecuadorian economy has been money coming in from China. So all we've done is fortify another Chinese outpost, basically for productive resources, because what comes out of Ecuador are resources, natural resources. That's their main game is minerals and oil and gas, although most people don't think about Ecuador as an oil producer. It is.
Mm-hmm.
When you think about sort of the global chess game, they really wanted to shut this guy up badly.
I mean, yes.
a total $10 billion price.
It's the same as President Trump. You know, you look at the collusion between Langley and London, between the CIA and British intelligence and all the Five Eyes. You know, they all came together, the same people who created all these fictions about President Trump, the fictitious dirty dossier and
right.
everything. I think that all this stuff about the Swedish rape and everything was done exactly the same MO. They've got the
yep.
same method. It's the same people, the same institutions, the same tactic.
And now think about when he comes to this country, if they actually succeed in this extradition. And people don't remember, and maybe some do, when Noriega was arrested finally and brought back to the country. You know, he's in jail in the United States. He can't see the press.
Mm-hmm.
He's in a box. He can't talk to anybody. Now, why is that?
Yeah.
Because what he knows
about George H.
Yeah, about all the corruption and the cocaine dealing yeah. and the drug running and the funneling money through the Panamanian banks under his watch. All of that, if we knew that, there would be hundreds of Americans in prison. But instead, the man who should be blowing the whistle is buried under the jail, I think in Georgia somewhere. And this is what they're going to do to Julian Assange. They're going to put him under the jail. He's never going to talk to anybody but his lawyer ever again for the rest of his life. This is wrong. This man needs to be pardoned and recognized. This is the move that Trump needs to make.
Yes.
You know, pardon this man and let the truth come forward. Let's see what the rest of the stuff that was in WikiLeaks has to say. Let's shake the republic. Let's rip off the mask and make our government transparent. And it's going to hurt.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to hurt all of us.
If President Trump really wanted to push back against the deep state, that's his opportunity to do that. Instead, like Bernie Sanders and most of the people running on the Democrat side, they want to just say, I know nothing about this. It's not my deal. It's something's being done by the Justice Department. I'm not going to get involved in all this. And it's a shame because we need to have, as we've been talking about, that transparency. This is the way to expose the CIA, if ever there was one.
Yep.
And this deep state that has become so out of control that has become the government.
And last time this was done, you know, there was a presidential investigation, the CIA. It resulted in a report in, I believe it was June of 1976. And that's when the Freedom of Information Act proposals all got organized. But that was because of whistleblowing.
Yes.
We need to take that and advance it into the 21st century so it applies to people like you.
That's right. Absolutely right. Thank you for joining us, Nick Begich.
Thanks for having me.
Always great to see you.
Good to see you, too.
We'll be right back with Gerald Celente. Stay with us.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power, at 50% off. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power at 50% off, only at the InfoWars store.
I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart. The cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's. You've got the adults. You've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. If I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. To offend, there is no free speech. It's the David Knight Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. Joining us now is Gerald Celente of TrendsResearch.com, and of course, he publishes Trends Journal. You can find that there at TrendsResearch.com. You can get a sample of Trends Journal. And Gerald has always been ahead of the trends. You can also find him on Twitter at Gerald Celente. And we welcome Gerald to the program now. Gerald, let's talk first about a little bit about Brexit, because we had Nancy Pelosi, and this is, really hasn't been covered very much by the American press. Nancy Pelosi went to Britain and started pontificating about the conditions of trade with Britain, said you better not have an Irish border. If you do that, if you reintroduce a hard border in Northern Ireland, you will get no new trade deals with the United States. Now, I guess she is setting trade policy for us now. Is that the case as they try to overturn the Brexit election?
Well, she's certainly qualified. You know, the whole thing about Brexit, David, is the people voted to leave.
Yes.
And the important element of this to me is that the people really don't count. And it's a sham in one country after another. Mm-hmm. Look what, and again, I had forecast that this would happen right after the vote because the precedent had already been set in Greece.
Yes.
Just before that, you saw the Greek people by a vast majority vote against the International Mafia Federation that imbeciles and morons call the International Monetary Fund, against their austerity measures that robbed them of their social benefits, their pensions, increased their retirement age till after they died. And you got a little low-life piece of crap, a little garbage man, this Tsipras, who plays prime minister, president, whatever the stupid label is, to say to the people, screw you. What do we care about what you voted for? The referendum means nothing to us. All you are, and everybody in the world, get this in your head, all you are little slaves on the multinational plantation. You'll do what we tell you. And it's the same thing in Brexit. Look at this cast of clowns. You brought in Pelosi. How about May? One after another, Boris Johnson, Corbyn, you couldn't get, if you could not put together a freakier group if you tried to make a movie about it.
That's right. And you know, you're talking about what it happening first in Greece. And the first time I noticed Nigel Farage, he stood up in the European Parliament and said, how dare you? In the country that first had democracy, that you would overthrow an election like that and put a banker in charge. And it was Nigel Farage, of course, that was really the driving force behind pushing the Conservative Party to have a Brexit election. They were concerned because you had a lot of conservatives who were defecting to UKIP, and they wanted to shut that down. They thought they could win that election, and then they didn't win that election. They overthrew it using Theresa May. And now Nigel Farage is back with a vengeance. He came out and he said, the EU elections will herald a new future for British democracy. He said, the only way you're going to stop that, he says, I'm coming back. And the only way you're going to stop that, me coming back to the European Parliament, a lot of us, he said, are coming back with me. He said, the only way to stop that is if they honor Brexit. Well, of course, they didn't. And now we've just had a poll showing that his new party, the Brexit Party, he said, well, we're going to do this again. We're going to do it the right way. The Brexit Party has now catapulted over the Labour Party and over the Conservative Party to be number one in the polling.
Again, look at the freaks when you watch anything that goes on over there. And it's no different here. I mean, look at the imbeciles and morons, the freaks and the fools that are ruling and running this country. You mentioned Pelosi. How about little Chucky Schumer? Who in their right mind would listen to a Mitch McConnell? Name them. Name them. Go over every one of them.
Well, and I'm afraid President Trump is listening to Mitch McConnell pretty often. It's like he'll come out with something. Mitch McConnell will say, no, we're not doing that. And then President Trump a couple of days later will say, we're not doing that.
And look at what Mitch McConnell looks like. Look at this guy. If you saw this guy, you're out in a bar or a restaurant or something, and this guy started talking to you and started telling you what to do and what to believe, you tell him to screw off in a half a second.
He looks like the duck and cover turtle, doesn't he? From the Cold War cartoon.
And this is a Senate majority leader? And I forgot little Lindsey Graham. I mean, it's a freak show everywhere in the world.
Yeah. Yeah, the problem with democracy and with elections is that you don't ever get what you voted for. Even if your candidate wins, you don't usually get what you voted for. You know, in the free market, we vote all the time. We're constantly making decisions, purchasing decisions. We got lots of options. They don't typically limit our options. And we get exactly what we choose. We don't get what somebody else chose. If we get something that is radically different from what we bought, then we've got a case against somebody. But politicians, there is absolutely no responsibility for them and no way to hold them responsible, is there?
No, and that's why you look at the ratings among the American people about Congress. What is it, about 18% think anything good of them?
Yeah.
And that's probably all the political parties, the people that belong to them are that 18%. And again, this isn't a democracy. It's a joke. It's fascism, the merger of state and corporate powers. Hey, you saw it just happen. What, it was tax day a couple of days ago, and we saw, what, 60 of the biggest corporations?
Yeah, nothing.
Didn't pay one penny in taxes?
Yep, yeah,
and absolutely. If you, Mr. Knight, you know, you missed something on your IRS form, and now we're going to, we'll take every penny from you for screwing us up.
Oh,
but
yeah.
The big guys get a free break. It's, this country's gone. It's dead. It's totally controlled by the corporate mafia. Look at the so-called internet. When we remember when, everybody was so excited, the World Wide Web, freedom to be whatever we wanted to be and say whatever we wanted to say, until the gang took it over, until the Silicon geeks and freaks took it over, and now they monopolize it.
Yeah, the corporate fascist. Give us your comments on watching Notre Dame burn this weekend. I mean, what a tragedy, but also a symbol, right, of really what's going on with Western civilization is the way I see it.
Yeah, I would too. And I've been there a couple of times, by the way.
Mm.
And it's heartbreaking. And it actually could also be a symbol of the Catholic Church, me being a Catholic.
Yeah.
You know, and how it's declined so terribly. And, with all of these priests abusing all these kids, you know, so maybe, you know, it's a symbol of that, because it's certainly declining at a rapid rate. We heard that last pope come out, the one that's in hiding now. You know, in the Catholic Church, the pope is supposed to stay there forever, but they
rid
of that other guy.
And, yeah.
You know what he blamed it on? He blamed it on, like, you can't make this up, on the peace and love times of the 60s. And that's what
we're way beyond that, aren't we now? I mean, it's gone way beyond the 60s actually looked pretty conservative based on the kind of morality that we have right now. I just had a guy on last week, here in Texas. A divorce, and the mother has decided that the young boy is a different gender, even though he expresses male with the father. And they've got the Texas family court here that may chemically sterilize this kid by the time he is 8. He's only got about a year to fight this. And they're trying to make this father pay for it. This is, I mean, you look at the 60s and you look at what's going on with this type of thing. That is how far we have decayed, how we have burned down our moral foundations. You talk about the churches burning. I mean, it's really the moral foundations that have burned. We're going to be right back with Darrell Slinty. We've got to take a quick break. Stay with us.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWars.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank.
InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us. And it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of 5-star reviews for yourself. I've got 2 in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen. with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
There are thousands of ideologies out there, hundreds of different political systems, and most of them are funded by the globalists. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular like it's always been. That's why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately, because we have the light in the dark of the night that sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do, continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done, because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you. Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Gerald Celente. Again, you can find him on Twitter at Gerald Celente. Also, his website is trendsresearch.com. That's where you can see a sample of Trends Journal. That's Gerald's publication that takes a look at developing trends. And Gerald, you know, we've been talking about what's going on with the European Union, of course, headquartered in Brussels.
Can't hear
but
it.
One of the big trends that's coming up is 5G, and out of Brussels at the local level, not the European Union, but at the local level, you had some pushback against 5G and its health effects by a local official there. Go ahead.
I want to cut back and call back.
Okay, I think, did we lose it? Oh, he can't hear us. Okay, all right. Well, we've lost Gerald here for a moment. We're going to, okay, we're back now. Okay, I was just talking about Brussels and 5G, Gerald. Your comments.
Yes.
Yeah, local official, I said, even though the EU is pushing this globalist agenda, that is a very core part of the effort to control the population, quite frankly, 5G. But we got a local official who's pushing back against the health effects of 5G.
Yes, and you know, we've been writing about this a lot, David, in our Trends Journal. And in the current edition, the government 5G wireless industry perpetrates scientific fraud. And it goes on, and 5G technology, a lesson in how elites control and conquer. You know, there's one study after another. We're going to be doing another one in the upcoming Trends Journal. These are deadly. It's deadly. And in Brussels, they're stopping it from happening right now. They refuse to let it happen because of the data. And in this country, there's hardly any blowback about this at all. And 5G is going to be everywhere. It's going to be in your neighborhoods, across the street from your house.
Yes.
And they're selling it as though it's going to be beneficial for us, and it's deadly for us.
Well, you know, the Brussels official pointed out that they have regulations there that measure the intensity of the signal exposure and regulate that, and that 5G was going to be about 90 times what they would allow. She said, you're not going to do that here in my area. I mean, look at, it's 90 times what we said was allowed. And yet here in the United States, Gerald, I think the reason that this is going through and why we're rushing through with this human experiment is two things. Number one, it means a lot of money for the big corporations. It means a lot of control for the government organizations. And they have a Clinton-era 1996 law that gave cell phone companies immunity from any health considerations for their cell phone towers.
Well, I didn't know that. Wow, that's really interesting.
Yeah, 10 years after they gave immunity to the vaccine industry, they gave immunity to the Telecommunications Act in 1996.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I agree with everything you're saying. And there's no outrage, very little outrage in this country at all about it. You know, there are a few groups talking about it. But to us, that's a major one coming up. And they're just going to push it down out with what's going to happen in this country. There was just one in California, a city that doesn't want it to happen. But what's going to happen as we see it is they're going to pass a federal regulation that no state, city, or locality has the right to stop it.
Yep. Yep, yep. They're going to, well, yeah, they've already had the Telecommunications Act and they've already turned back several lawsuits. They've had situations where they've put them in schools and because, you know, the school could make some money by putting a cell phone tower there, and they had cancer clusters with the kids. There's one in New York that, and we just had a recent one in California. See, the thing is, local jurisdictions could challenge that because it's not really, the federal government doesn't have the authority under the Constitution to really do that to us. Just like they don't have the authority for the war on drugs. If people were really to push it, they could push it back, just as we've had the war on drugs, the marijuana component of that nullified by all these medical marijuana bills and referenda in, you know, 30 of the states right now. They've nullified that war on drugs. Well, you could nullify the Telecommunications Act if you wanted to, and that may happen. But we've already had one study showing that it increases the cancer rate in heart and brain for rats, but they're not doing any studies at all for humans. They don't really care.
No, they don't. And what are you talking about? What's this thing called a constitution? I never heard of that before.
What? Yeah, it's an ancient tradition that we no longer observe.
Okay.
I think George Bush used it to as toilet paper in the White House.
Yeah.
All existing copies. They've been flushed. Well, it's also, I think it's not just the health effects of this, because prior to the 1996, law, they had already done a 14-year study in Poland for the military there. Massive study showing increase of about 3 to 6 times, depending on different types of cancer, people who are close to cell phone towers. But this is qualitatively different. And as you well know, there's going to be antennas at like every 50 feet. And then there's other aspects of 5G where it will, because it's kind of a directional, it's very high frequency, so it's very directional. So they will focus and on one individual who's talking at a time, and it will kind of multiplex that to different cell phones. So at one point in time where you're talking, you're going to get an intense amount of radiation from several different antennas there. So it's got a big health component there. But I tell you, the thing that worries me as much as anything else is the effect on our privacy and how they're going to be able to monitor everything that we do. I mean, we look at the Google Sidewalk Labs. You know, that's their goal, is to know everything about us and to monetize that and turn it to the government.
Yep, and they're doing it all over the world.
Yeah.
You know, I don't carry a cell phone, by the way.
Yeah. Well, that's good. That's good. Yeah, I've been thinking about getting a flip phone myself.
I have one in my car. That's about it.
Yeah.
But, you know, the other thing I want to talk to you about is that, you know, we first thought that Beto O'Rourke would be the challenger to Trump. And now we're really changing that because he came out for open borders. And open borders is becoming more and more of an issue that more and more Americans are becoming against. Mm-hmm. And Bernie Sanders is now playing the closed border game. And also Bernie's coming out against NAFTA and also saying that Trump isn't strong enough on his NAFTA position. So this election, as we see it, it's going to be a swing state election, and Bernie's playing the swing states now. He's been in Michigan, Pennsylvania, Ohio, and he's playing the NAFTA card, and he's doing that to win over the union vote, which is not that big but stronger in those swing states, because this is going to be a swing state election. as the last one was. So he's really playing the cards here, coming out against Trump for being not strong enough on the new NAFTA deal and saying that we have to close the borders. So the three issues that we see, and the other big issue is going to be healthcare, because most people can't afford it. So I think there's going to be a real issue here for Trump with Bernie Sanders coming up. What do you think?
Yeah, and of course, Bernie is also, chagrin of his supporters, he is silent, totally silent on Julian Assange. So he is moving away from these left positions, traditional left positions, and cozying up to the establishment in a big way, isn't he?
Yes, and the other one, he came out against the dictatorship over there in Venezuela. We got to bring democracy over there, Bernie says. So you're right. He's playing the right-wing card now.
I can't believe it. Bernie Sandinista, the guy who's always loved the communists of Central America, is now coming out against Venezuela.
That's right. And, well, this is the guy that loved the Kosovo War, too. Oh, he's also the guy that supported Bill Clinton when he was bombing Iraq. You remember those no-fly zones.
Oh, yeah.
And the over 500,000 Iraqi children under the age of five that died because of the sanctions.
Yeah.
B.S. Oh. Bernie supported those, too.
It was worth it, though, right?
Well, absolutely worth it. According to Madeleine Albright.
Yeah. Well, he may be a Marxist, but he's also expedient Marxist. And now he's making a big shift. So that's a big, that's important, developing trend, as you called it early on for Beto. But now you said Bernie has made a major move. I know you've got to go, and I know you've got another appointment that's coming up, but really do appreciate you coming on, even though you've got a busy schedule there, Gerald. Again, people can find Gerald at trendsresearch.com, and you can get a sample of Trends Journal. And I think you're absolutely right about Bernie. He's coming on pretty strong, and he's really loving being a millionaire. And I think he'll find some way to not have that wealth tax affect him. Thank you so much, Gerald.
Thank you, appreciate David. That. Thank you for all that you do. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, that's nearly the end of our broadcast. But, folks, if you haven't taken a look at the specials that we've got at InfoWarsStore.com, we really do need your support and really do appreciate that. We've got a couple of new specials right now at InfoWars Store. We've got 50% off all of our apparel as part of our annual sale. That's new and classic shirts, hats, and hoodies, all 50% off. We have the two-week storable food supply for just $67. 2 weeks worth of food. Think about that. I mean, that's good to have, even if you're not using that for an emergency situation, to keep the price of food down in case we got something that spikes it. That is a great way to fix your price of food. You can now get that just $5 a day. You can't eat for $5 a day any other way. And that lasts for 25 years. Made in America, non-GMO. It is resealable. You can get that two-week storable food supply right now, $67. Please limit that four per purchase. And also check out Alexa Pure Breeze, $50 off at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for listening.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got 3-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a 3-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.